Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with
Jay Sizzle, baby.
And we are going to preview Arizona men's basketball final game of this season against USC.
Regular season.
Okay, final game of the regular season. And it is against USC on Saturday. We're very still excited about, obviously, the big win over UCLA last night.
Shelby has, I'm not exaggerating, Shelby has spent the last 24 hours just watching Richard Jefferson shitting on UCLA.
I am obsessed. So if anyone else is in this category, let me know. I'm endlessly delighted by Richard Jefferson. Everything that he did last night has just made me laugh all day long. Especially if you didn't see the video of him going back in the locker room and celebrating with the team. That was awesome.
On a serious note, too, like, those videos are really cool. The one that sticks out to me is that Umar one where he sprays the water. And he gives that's a legit hug to Tommy Lloyd.
Big old hug to Tommy.
Yeah, that was pretty cool to watch.
So we are still happy about that. But, you know, we've had 24 hours, got to wrap it up, move on to the next game, which is kind of Tommy's attitude in general. He's thinking about the next game. Allegedly, not the tournament. It's interesting how coaches always say that.
I believe it.
I believe it. He seems like
there's
very
only so much you
can't
think about the NCAA tournament right now because you don't know your opponent.
That's right. Okay.
I'm thinking about everything.
Everyone else is thinking about.
I have
all
simulated Arizona versus every single possible tournament team in my head multiple times today. I'm obsessed.
If you watch Game of Thrones, there's a character named Littlefinger, and he had a very famous quote about chaos is a ladder. And the NCAA tournament is the ladder.
Your nickname for me is Big Finger, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I've ever needed to say that
Big
nickname,
Finger
honey.
J. That's what you call me.
Moving on before we actually preview the game, and our dogs are fighting over here. We do want to give a shout out to our friends at the Bashful Bandit Barbecue. We went over there tonight to try it out, and I'm very pleasantly surprised. Like, just, I knew it was going to be good, but I was not expecting it. You know, sometimes when you have those nights where you eat, like, the perfect meal, kind of, where, like, everything on the plate is just either, like, above average or excellent. You know, you want it to be notable and special. And barbecue is, like, a labor of love kind of food. Like, if you're going to eat barbecue, it's going to cost a little more, and it should cost more because somebody, like, handcrafted that for you. And I have to say that it was incredible. And so to Garrett and to Toby, you guys have done a great job with that space and turning it into a establishment on Speedway near the university that I think you should be really proud of. And Jason, what are your thoughts?
Brielle, it is highly enjoyable.
It's great.
It was really good. Nice people, all that. Yeah, I would go. Go right now.
And they did preserve from the old Bashful Bandit, the bar, like from 1947. It's still there. I mean, the, you know, it's been like decorated a little differently probably, but they've got some artwork in there that's from the original location. But everything is top notch. We wound up talking to one of the pitmasters on our way out. His name is Wes. And he clearly loves what he does because he was talking about the temperature of the wood and the mesquite and the conditions, and it was incredible.
My boy Kilroy just said there's a spicy sauce with a little bottle. That's the only sauce I didn't try, and he said that's the best one, so now we have to go back.
The one thing that everything was great, but the one thing that they might be unusually notable for is they have a mole barbecue sauce that I'm going to be, like, dreaming about, so... we are going to be supporting, we do support local, but we're going to be a lot more vocal about it in the future. But before we begin officially, we're going
to hear from our sponsor. Wants to tell you about the history of barbecue food itself.
Oh, stop it. It was so good, okay? Managing your money involves more than simply making and following a budget. You may be great at spending less than you take in, but if you don't put your excess money to work, your savings could be dry as the Sonoran Desert. Money management with us at Longview Insurance and Investments involves creating budgets to understand and decide where your money is going and growing efficiently. Learn more and visit www.longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn more. Did I say learn more twice? I mean, that's the way it's written. My bad. Anyway, I hope you will learn a lot more and go visit our sponsor. On that note, moving forward, is there any concern of a letdown factor with Arizona versus USC as our dogs fight in the background? What is going on?
Our puppy is a monster, basically. Picks fights with every dog and
play fights.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yes and no. I think it's natural for there to be a letdown. Arizona won the Pac-12 title. Tommy Lloyd even said, look, I thought we would have to win against USC as well. And he was asked this question. I think Bruce asked him. And it's a very legit. I know people are hard on my guy, Bruce. But it's a very legit question. And his answer, I think, is pretty similar to my answer. On a younger team, I think there would be concern. This is a bigger goal type of team, right? Like Caleb Love has bigger goals. Keyshawn, Pella, Umar. This is an older team. And because of that, the concern isn't as big. Me personally, do I have a concern? Yes. You know, you wonder, look, Arizona could lose this game. And in worst case scenario, you know, well, we'll get to this in a minute. But, you know, it's the type of game where USC is an older team. It's their senior night. All that crap. They're going to have plenty of people walking and all that. And then Arizona is the Pac-12 champs no matter what happens on Saturday. I think the natural inclination would be to say, yeah, it's very possible this is a letdown game. Do I think it will be? No. But would it shock me if it was? No, of course not.
Okay. How big of a game is this at this point in the season?
So Shelby and I were discussing this a little bit ago in the car, and I said a part of me, I care about every Arizona basketball game, but a part of me is just like, all right, let's get to the tournament. Because the reality is, if Tennessee beats Kentucky, and we'll know before the Arizona game starts, if Tennessee beats Kentucky, I think it locks up a one seed. If it loses to Kentucky and Arizona beats USC, I actually think Arizona locks up a one seed. I am of the opinion that conference tournaments are basically meaningless in terms of seeding, unless you're on the bubble or all that. But we'll see. Maybe things have changed. But what is the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario is Tennessee wins and Arizona loses. Arizona's still a two seed. There's no conceivable world where Arizona falls below a two. So Arizona's already won the conference. The worst case scenario is a two in the West, Salt Lake City and all that. I mean, if you want a one seed as a personal thing, I guess it's a big game for you. But look, the reality is it's really not that big of a game. And I don't want to downplay an Arizona game. I don't like doing that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
But in terms of seeding and where we are in the season, this game was a lot bigger 48 hours ago.
Yeah,
when,
that's true.
You know, when Arizona had to probably win to win the Pac-12 title, and it was just going to be a share. Now Arizona's won the Pac-12. The worst case scenario is a 2 seed. They already have the 1 seed in the Pac-12 tournament locked up. Is this a big game? Yeah, if the 1 seed is your ultimate goal for the next week, sure. Is it the end of the world if Arizona were to lose it? No, like we're at the point of the year where we're now headed towards the bigger goals.
Look at the bigger picture.
Right.
Though, optically, you know, speaking, I would hope they'd want to win this game.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, and I'm just saying, like, if they lose, I'm just telling you right now, if they lose and it would be whatever, my reaction would be like, cool, let's go to the Pac-12 tournament, right? Mm. And if they win, my reaction would be like, cool, let's go to the Pac-12 tournament. Like, my reaction will be, I'll be happy if Arizona wins, and if they lose, I'm full steam ahead already, Shelby. I'm in Vegas. I'm putting it all in black, everything we own. You know, Mike's doing an autograph signing at Del Taco on Charleston. You know, I'm full steam ahead already.
Didn't you joke with him on the PHNX
yes.
podcast after the game, and he didn't get it?
Cause... I am a fan of exotic dance establishments. And Shelby knows this. We actually have a rule.
You might as well tell him, what's the rule?
So Shelby's rule has been, and look, I haven't been to a club
it's
in
usually
years,
like a
right?
Vegas thing.
I don't go, I've never been to a club in Tucson. In Vegas, I haven't been in years. But the rule was when I went with my buddies, that the amount of money I spent there, I'd have to come back and spend on you immediately.
Exactly.
And that's why I haven't been in years.
There
but
you go, it works,
I
ladies,
joked,
it
I,
works.
I joked with Mike that we would be signing autographs at Crazy Horse 2, and I don't think he knows.
He doesn't know what that is, because
no
if you
idea.
Go back and watch the podcast at the end, he's like, yeah, okay, sure. Like, he didn't.
Yeah, he had no idea what that was.
Oh, Mike, so sweet. Okay, well, I guess because we have to talk about it, what type of team is USC?
A really well-coached team. No, I'm just kidding. I think Andy Enfield sucks.
I was
going to
say Andy Enfield.
They're 97 in KenPom. They're 13-17 overall. To USC's credit, the dog just bit my toe off, Shelby. To USC's credit, or not credit, or whatever, the reality is they had issues with injuries all year. They're healthy now. They're playing a little better, but they were also healthy when they lost to Stanford by 100, and Stanford hit 19 threes. They were healthy when, you know, Colorado, they lost to double OT. They lost at Washington State in a game they really should have won, but they've won 2 in a row. They won at Washington. They won at home against ASU the other night. They're very average. They're average offensively. They're average defensively. Their tempo is average. They're, you know, like everything about them They force a decent amount of turnovers, but they turn the ball over a lot. They turn the ball over way more than they should. They're an average offensive rebounding team. They are a terrible defensive rebounding
terrible.
Team. That is something that is a key. They're 317th in the nation in defensive rebounding percentage. They actually shoot 35% from three, which is a little above average. They don't shoot a ton of threes. But yeah, I mean, they turn the ball over quite a bit. They block shots. They're a big team. You know, they're very guard oriented. You know, you can kind of tell what team USC is going to be early on. If Isaiah Collier and Boogie Ellis aren't hitting, they're going to lose the game. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. They're not, they don't have much of a shot overall. You know, if those two guys aren't hitting, it's just because their bigs aren't real major scorers. That it comes down to their guards, and you know, Collier and Boogie Ellis are as good as it gets as a combination. They're not very efficient overall. Collier's more efficient, but if those guys struggle, USC tends to struggle overall. And as good as those guys can be offensively, they could also be really bad defensively at times as well.
This is not. Sound great for USC. Okay. What matchup intrigues you?
Well, the first time these two teams met, Boogie and Collier didn't play, right? And so it was a really weird matchup. I think Arizona knew they were going to kick the crap out of USC. They kind of played with their food a little bit and said, okay, we'll win now. So that's probably going to be a motivational factor a little bit as well for USC. For me, the matchup that intrigues me the most is by far Caleb versus Boogie. I'm very curious to see who Arizona puts on Collier. Do they allow Pella to guard Collier and maybe Boswell on Kobe Johnson simply because Kobe's not the biggest offensive threat, even though he's a bigger guy? Or do they say, look, you know, Caleb, you know, but Caleb and Boogie is the one. If Boogie outplays Caleb, that's huge for USC. If Caleb significantly outplays Boogie, that means USC got blown out. Like, when you look at the matchups overall, they have to win. USC's guards have to win those matchups.
Right.
Even if it's a little bit. They have to win. Like, when Arizona played UCLA, Dylan Andrews had to dominate the point guard matchup. And if you take Boswell and Bradley, he did it, right? USC has to win this guard matchup significantly in order for it to have a chance.
All right. As usual, what is the key to victory for the Wildcats?
It's the theme of the week. Don't make teams that are bad good at things they're bad at. Like, USC's not a good offensive team. Don't make them a good offensive
team.
Don't
let them get those threes.
USC is a horrible rebounding team. Like, they've had games where they've lost the glass really, really bad. Dominate the glass. Don't win the glass if you're Arizona. I mean, dominate the glass, right? Like destroy USC on the glass where everything is one and done. Look, USC turns the ball over a lot, and they don't rebound.
Perfect.
That is a perfect combination for an Arizona team. Mm-hmm. Force turnovers, get on transition. Arizona needs to take care of the ball itself. I think as long as Arizona comes to defend and defends well and takes care of the ball, they're going to win this game. This is a tough matchup for USC overall.
Okay. One thing I've thought was funny about the schedule this whole season, and I was a little bit disappointed, and it played out a little bit the way I thought it was, is it's kind of weird that Arizona played UCLA first. Usually it's USC first, and then the season finale, you would think the booking side of things would have been ending with UCLA. So, like, we've already had the climax of the story. Now we're all in the denouement, and it's kind of a letdown. It's like, mwah, playing USC.
What?
You know,
denim? Moi?
You are a former English teacher. You know what that is.
Man, this is a podcast, Shelby. You talk sports. Men, beer.
We talk about a lot of things. Just got done talking about
strip clubs. Your denouement.
Strip clubs and barbecue.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Denouement.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Well, you know what a denouement is, though.
Yeah, it's the down point of the play.
There we go. Anyway.
That's right, baby. English. No, I'm not an English major. Journalism major. Now look at me.
English major.
Psychology. Major.
Communications.
And look at, international we compliment sex symbol.
We compliment each other so well. What is your prediction, Jason, for this last regular game of this season?
Yeah, I think with about 12 minutes left, LeBron is going to put on a USC jersey and pretend like he's Bronny and just... No, I just... This is, to me, look, anything can happen. USC is a very big team. They're seventh in the nation in KenPom in size. But their bigs aren't the type of bigs that score a lot. Now, if a guy like Vince goes nuts offensively, that changes the game completely. But the team that's going to pose fits for Arizona defensively is when your big can stretch the floor. And USC's bigs don't stretch the floor at all, which will allow Arizona to dominate the glass and things like that. I just like the way Arizona's playing right now. I don't think it would be like a crazy shock if on senior day all of a sudden USC went off. I don't know. But I'll pick Arizona 80. Well, I don't know. I wrote in my breakdown, so now I got to look it up, Shelby. Mm-hmm. I should have been more prepared. I want to apologize to all the readers, all the listeners. I want to apologize to you. You see, when I was... I'm just going to kill time. Arizona 83, USC 74. The reason I looked it up is consistency. I don't want to lie to the people, Shelby. 83, 74, your Arizona Wildcats.
Okay. Well, I think considering that Arizona beat UCLA by 23, that is the worst Wildcat noise I've ever heard. Our puppy just barked, if you heard that in the background, and that was a better Wildcat noise. I'm going to say 85 to 69.
Yep, there's Shelby.
I picked it for the first time this season.
Brielle, you got your numbs? Go.
Yep.
What is it? Louder.
I'm going to do 95 to...
Blowout.
80.
20.
2.
95 to 82.
Oh, go to bed.
Dang, girl.
All right, Shelby. For the last time of the regular season, be preview.
Okay.
No matter where you are.
No matter where you are.
No matter what club you're in.
No matter where.
Ah! Don't just hit my toe. Sorry.
Wow, puppy decided that he wanted to be involved in the ending of our podcast. I'm going to start this again without the screaming. No matter where you are or what you do or how much money you spend on strippers in the club, you can always bear down.
Bear down. Shelby.
Yep.
Richard Jefferson will not be on the call. It is Sean Farnham.
Boo.
I was a little disappointed. I was just hoping ESPN would go all out and it would actually be Wilbur.
I think it should be Josh Pastner and Richard Jefferson just talking about how awesome Arizona is the whole time. And, oh, yeah, who are they playing? USC, I guess?
Yeah, who cares?
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount+.